Gordon Lightfoot, Baby Step Back, and before that, Looking Glass. Brandy, you're a fine girl. On the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, producer Andy in for Sammy H today.
And I'm Jane, and as we've been reporting, changes come into effect this Saturday for drivers and cyclists in Toronto's High Park. And in fact, city workers have begun the process of implementing these changes, which include how visitors access and move around High Park. The main entrance for vehicles to the park is changing, along with reduced parking and new bike lanes. Are we on the way to having a High Park that addresses the needs of everyone? Joining us to discuss is Faraz Golizadeh of Car Free High Park. Faraz, thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.
So what about that? Are these changes a compromise solution?
It's a good compromise for the time being. While we work towards a goal of getting High Park completely car-free.
Faraz, is there any concern, though, that if going completely car-free in High Park, is that kind of just, I guess for lack of a better term, robbing Peter to pay Paul? All the people that enjoy High Park, that need to access it by car, will they be perhaps scared off by the fact that it's going to be a little bit more difficult to, you know, get to High Park? They have to park on the streets now and find a way in. Is that something that down the road might actually be counterintuitive?
I don't believe that that will be the case. When the city first started closing High Park to cars, you know, due to COVID, the popularity of it was very popular, and the city of Toronto, when they did their surveys, it was clear that people really wanted a car-free space, and the park is only getting busier since they have made it car-free.
You know, it's almost hard to keep up with the number of changes that are coming to High Park, so maybe for us, we can review how things will be come this Saturday. So the main vehicle entrance will be at Parkside Drive and High Park Boulevard, but only Monday to Friday, right?
Correct.
And what else is going to be changing within High Park? So in other words, where will these vehicles Monday to Friday be able to park? What kind of access will there be for cyclists? And how does this affect the enjoyment of pedestrians and others who have not brought any kind of transportation into the park?
Well, West Road and the southern portion of Colburn Lodge Drive are going to be closed to vehicles permanently, and that'll make it a much more enjoyable experience for pedestrians and cyclists. There will still be parking spots, Grenadier Restaurant, High Park Zoo, by the baseball diamonds and the swimming pools and tennis courts. So there will still be parking spots, but there'll be more space dedicated to people rather than, you know, storage space for someone's personal vehicle. So this is a much better solution than the way the park has been designed up until this point. And, you know, it's an important step to get it car-free completely, as cities like New York City and Montreal have already done. So hopefully the city of Toronto can start getting there as well.
Is there a timeline that car-free High Park would like to see High Park go completely car-free? Is there a plan in place that car-free High Park would like to see enacted?
The city does have a plan. It's by 2027. They want to have this High Park completely car-free. Obviously, we want to see it as quickly as possible, but we understand that there are certain requirements they want to meet. They want to replace the diesel train that runs through High Park right now with a more accessible shuttle to address some of the concerns about accessibility. And, you know, we're happy to let the city figure out those answers and implement them and, you know, take the step towards getting the park completely car-free, because it's just so much better when there aren't cars driving through the middle of a park.
And so how will issues around disability be addressed? Do you think about an older person that the only way they can get to the Grenadier Cafe is to be dropped off by vehicle or to take a vehicle in themselves? What will that scenario look like by 2027?
So until that point, they will still be able to drive in and park at the restaurant. But by 2027, the city will have hopefully implemented this shuttle that they're looking into. and that shuttle will be much better at helping those with disabilities get to their destination. And I believe the shuttle is being looked at to run 24 hours a day, but during peak periods and 7 days a week. So it should be able to serve everybody.
Yeah, it seems like we are on the way to a Hyde Park that will serve everybody. So that is good news and very Canadian. Faraz, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Faraz Ghalizadeh is with Car Free Hyde Park.